Introduction. Welcome to stage 3 of our course. User journey for product professionals. Exploring AI engineering in business development. In this stage, we will dive into the tools, techniques, and trends that are shaping the AI landscape. As professionals aiming to close the skill gap in technology, it's essential to familiarize ourselves with the popular AI frameworks that can streamline our projects, visualize our data effectively, and leverage the rise of no-code and low-code platforms. This stage is designed to give you a comprehensive understanding of these concepts within a balanced pace, allowing you to absorb and reflect on the material effectively. Main content. Popular AI frameworks. TensorFlow, PyTorch, and scikit-learn overview. Let's first explore some of the most popular AI frameworks used today. TensorFlow, developed by Google, is an open-source library that excels in numerical computation. It allows developers to create large-scale machine learning models quickly and efficiently. Its flexibility and scalability make it an excellent choice for both research and production environments. Next, we have PyTorch, which has gained traction for its simplicity and ease of use. Developed by Facebook, PyTorch provides a dynamic computational graph, which means you can change your network architecture on the fly. This feature is particularly useful for researchers who want to experiment with different neural network designs. Lastly, scikit-learn is a go-to library for traditional machine learning. It's built on top of NumPy, SciPy, and Matplotlib, making it an ideal choice for those who want to implement machine learning algorithms without diving deep into deep learning frameworks. It offers a range of algorithms and tools for classification, regression, clustering, and more. These frameworks each have their strengths, and understanding their capabilities will empower you to choose the right tools for your AI projects. For instance, if you are working on a project that requires quick prototyping and iterative testing, PyTorch may be your best bet. If you need to deploy a production-ready model that handles large amounts of data, TensorFlow could be the way to go. Scikit-learn might be suitable for simpler, classical machine learning tasks, such as predicting customer churn based on historical data. Visualization techniques. Importance of data visualization in AI projects. Now, let's shift our focus to visualization techniques. The importance of data visualization in AI projects cannot be overstated. As we work with complex data sets, the ability to visualize data not only helps in understanding the underlying patterns but also plays a crucial role in communicating insights to stakeholders. Consider using tools like Tableau or Power BI, which provide user-friendly interfaces for creating stunning visualizations. These tools can help transform raw data into meaningful dashboards and reports, making it easier for non-technical stakeholders to grasp the narratives behind the numbers. Remember, a well-crafted visualization can often convey information more effectively than a lengthy report. For example, if you are analyzing sales data, a simple bar chart can quickly show which products are performing well, while a heat map can reveal trends over time. Visualizations like these allow stakeholders to make informed decisions faster and foster a data-driven culture within the organization. The rise of no-code, low-code AI platforms. Democratizing AI for non-technical users. Finally, let's discuss the rise of no-code and low-code AI platforms. These platforms are revolutionizing the way businesses approach AI by allowing non-technical users to build and deploy AI models without any coding experience. Tools like DataRobot and Google AutoML are prime examples of this trend. These platforms democratize access to AI, enabling a broader range of professionals to leverage the power of machine learning. Imagine a marketing professional being able to create predictive models to assess customer behavior without having to write a single line of code. This shift is not just about efficiency. It fosters innovation and creativity, allowing more voices and ideas to contribute to AI development. Another example is the use of platforms like Microsoft Power Automate, which allows users to automate workflows and connect applications with minimal technical skills. This capability can save time and reduce errors, enabling teams to focus on strategic tasks rather than repetitive ones. By embracing these no-code, low-code solutions, organizations can empower their employees to harness AI technologies, leading to better resource allocation and faster project turnaround times. Conclusion. In conclusion, understanding the tools, techniques, and trends in AI is crucial for product professionals looking to leverage AI in business development. By familiarizing yourself with frameworks like TensorFlow, PyTorch, and scikit-learn, recognizing the importance of data visualization, and exploring the possibilities offered by no-code and low-code platforms, you can effectively navigate the AI landscape and contribute meaningfully to your organization. Reflection questions. 1. Which AI framework do you find most aligned with your current projects? And how could you start implementing it in your workflows? 2. In what ways could data visualization enhance your current reporting methods and stakeholder communications? 3. How do you see the rise of no-code, low-code platforms impacting your role and the roles of your colleagues in the organization? Thank you for participating in this stage, and I look forward to our next exploration in this exciting course.